Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I'll tell you, some of the funniest things that happen around here happen off the air.
That's probably good.
Thank yes. God, yes.
One just thank occurred, goodness. And we can always thank our friend Kelly Sander for it. It's just.
Let's just have to say it had something to do with canned goods and eating.
You can insert your own jokes there if you can think of any.
I think we should probably just leave it at that.
There was also a certain F word that was named.
There was a frugal, I think. Is
frugal.
What frugal, yeah.
Or fruit.
Fruit. That's what it was, fruit, yeah. Hey, welcome to the Eagle Hour from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Dima and our wonderful sidekick here, Kelly Sander.
Look, I know we're going to get to Glenn here in just a second.
He always gets on in this.
But Dima, you go and mention that word.
I said fruit.
I'm supposed to greet people at church on Sunday.
Fruit. I didn't say. You were thinking of the other word, weren't you, Kelly?
I don't know what I'm thinking. What am I doing on this show is what I'm thinking.
Broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp Studio. Glenn's not going to come on anymore. No, don't stop it.
I actually saw him at Glory Bound like. Yeah. 3 hours ago, and he's like, do I really have to get on this show?
So I can understand why. And the opening segment is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue. We're glad to have Glenn Dyer on, probably for the last time. But
Are you there, Glenn?
Are you there, Glenn?
No way. Hey, guys.
Oh, he didn't hang up.
All right, Glenn.
You guys are entertaining.
Do you know what the F word we're referring to is, Glenn? Well, do you know?
Just
was it
move
fruit?
On. It's football, actually.
Football.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. That was it. Thanks for clarifying that, Glenn. Glenn, we're always delighted to have you on our program. And I think the three of us are sitting around kind of in a daze trying to realize that actually if Southern Miss wins the football game Saturday, they're bowl eligible. Do you have trouble getting those words across your lips after the last 3 or 4 years, Glenn?
Yeah, it's quasi-surreal and very pleasurable. My Saturday evenings and Sunday mornings have been much nicer.
Yeah, no question. And can we really talk too much about what an incredible job Huff and his staff have done so far?
No, they've been fantastic from the top down. Everybody's prepared, ready each week. These guys believe in themselves and each other, and they've learned since La Tech how to prepare for the road and how to win. So you know, I look forward to watching them on Saturdays.
And Glenn, I want to back up to the word. Legitimacy. So, because when Coach Huff took this job, unlike his predecessor, okay, with all due respect to Will Hall, Coach Huff comes in here and was preaching his gospel with legitimacy because he had done it. He had just won the conference championship at Marshall. So when he said, this is how it's done, players are much more likely to believe somebody that has walked in those shoes and has done what they said they were going to do, as opposed, forget that it's Will Hall, anybody in Will Hall's shoes. There was legitimacy with what Huff brought to the table, and I just wonder how much you think that has played an overall role in the way that this team has progressed.
Yeah, it's huge. He has the blueprint, you know, organizationally, again, top down from his organizational setup to his strength conditioning to nutrition, practicing, prepping for teams. His staff is fantastic. I mean, he learned a lot when he was with Coach Saban and Coach Franklin. You know, he wrote down the things that he knew he could use and kind of came up with his own recipe. And so far, it's been extremely successful.
Glenn, how many times last season did you say, I look forward to watching them on Saturday?
It was painful. It was painful.
Well,
and I had the beautiful respite of Sunday Southern Miss baseball scrimmages to set my soul right after right. tough Saturday.
World Series is starting soon, Fall World Series. I wanted to get your thoughts on the baseball schedule that came out yesterday as we transitioned just from football just for a second, because I know that you're almost out at almost every baseball scrimmage. You follow the baseball team really closely. What a schedule that came out for Southern Miss. I think an easier conference schedule than normal as far as who's at home, who's away. But that non-conference schedule where you have Alabama, Ole Miss, State all at home, a UC Santa Barbara team that, you know, their Friday night starter is probably going to be one of the better starters Southern Miss faces all season. Just another terrific schedule that Oz put out this year.
Yeah, Oz has it dialed in, and he wants those kids to be tested, you know, very battle-tested before they get into conference. And like you said, UC Santa Barbara coming in that first week, their Friday guy, Jackson Flora,
yep.
supposed to be a top 15 to 20 pick. He touched 100 miles an hour with his fastball, power slider. So we're going to get right out of the gate quick, you know, with some aces on the mound.
So you're looking at a potential Colby Allen versus Flora Friday night opening day at the Pete. Who would not be there for that?
Oh, they'll be hanging from the rafters, man. Yes.
I just wonder, though, with Santa Barbara in here, are we going to have to bring in avocados and tofu for the
No, that's not in your pantry.
No, it's not, but I'm saying with Cal Santa Barbara coming
Is your pantry pretty full?
Yes, it is. Okay. My pantry always stays full.
Glenn, you know, the schedule is really tough, but I got to tell you, man, and I'm a little biased, obviously maybe a little more than a little. I think the Golden Eagles are up to beating everybody on the schedule. I think they're capable, let me put it that way.
Yeah, no doubt. A recent conversation I had with Coach Ostrander, we were beating things around, and I caught myself saying you have one of the premier, if not the premier, you know, G5, you know, baseball program in the country. And I thought to myself, that's a real thing in football, but Southern Miss baseball, I wouldn't even call a mid-major G5. They can go play with anybody in the country on any given weekend. So that's a different thing.
It's funny you say that. I just happened by coincidence in Montgomery to sit with a Toronto Blue Jays scout during the UAB game, that Saturday morning game. He said the same thing to me. He said, you see the team out on the field, Southern Miss. He said, you could plug them into the SEC, any conference in America, and they would immediately compete for a championship. He goes, there's no difference in that team we're watching right now than any SEC team I've watched. Now, that came from a pro scout, not who eventually got our center fielder, who he pointed that out. That's who he was there watching. But that's high praise, isn't it?
Oh, it's the biggest praise. I mean, back in the Bauer era, we were that in football. That may never be that way again in G5 football, but it certainly is in baseball.
Glenn, basketball season, I guess, kind of got underway Monday with an exhibition game with Houston Christian. The Huskies actually won that game. The Eagles picked in the preseason Sun Belt poll to finish 12th out of 14. How much can we really make out of how good your team is or isn't going to be at this time of year?
Well, you'd like to win that for sure, but, you know, that's one of those. One of his better players is on the bench nursing an injury, and he played everybody on the bench, you know, and it's going to take some time to develop some chemistry with those guys. It really is a big thing in basketball with those five guys being comfortable with one another, and then you got, you know, try to develop your sixth and seventh man. So, you know, I'm not putting a whole lot of credence into that right now.
Glenn, when you talk to Commissioner Keith Gill, he says repeatedly that one of the things the conference needs to do is upgrade the overall strength of the basketball programs at all of the member schools. If you could wave a magic wand, and I know this is kind of throwing you a curveball, but What could you do to? I mean, it's not just a matter of wanting something to happen. I'm not sure what you could do to make basketball more viable at the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, I mean, when you say what you can do, it's also, you know, things that have already been done. You know, what else can you do other than you try to beef up your schedule, you try to put money into your program? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's right now it's a one bid league, you know.
And I'm not sure if I was an athletic director, quite frankly, that I would want to be putting money into any of my programs that don't potentially have the chance to return that money. And what I mean by that is because you just mentioned it's a one bid league. We've had basketball teams here win 30 games and not even get a sniff. Didn't win the postseason tournament. It doesn't matter if you win the regular season conference championship, you have to win the tournament. So, man, the odds are really stacked against any of these leagues that only have one bid.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can have a great season, win the championship, get popped in your tournament, not get in, or even get in and then get you're the 15th or 16th seed and get smoked by the first seed. I mean, it's rough all the way around.
Glenn, we really appreciate you coming on the show every week. We're one day closer to baseball, my friend. I just wanted to tell you.
Yes, sir, we are.
When do we actually get an actual number that we can talk about?
The countdown's coming.
Okay.
The countdown's coming. And we will be at the Pete next Tuesday for the entire show. We're going to do an entire baseball show next Tuesday. And, Glenn, we look forward to having you back on next Wednesday, man. Always appreciate your really excellent input.
Thank you so much. I enjoy it.
All right. Glenn Dyer, everybody.
GoldenEaglePride.com.
Yeah, he does a great job. And, Dima, you're a good writer yourself. I know you have a lot.
Well, I appreciate that.
You have a lot of respect for Glenn, don't you?
He does the best job covering the team outside of myself. No, I'm just kidding. No, he does. He does the best job out of anybody. He's way better than me. He's taught me so much. I've learned so much from him. I mean, if you go to his writing, he goes into so much detail. I mean, I've looked at his stuff to know what to talk about for the next game. Yeah. I mean, so it's just, he goes into so much detail. He's like a must-have subscription.
Yeah,
and it's not that expensive.
If you're a detail guy.
He's a must-have, especially when baseball rolls around.
Yeah. All right, Demon was at the media day yesterday, as always. Got a lot of good interviews. We're going to talk to our new place kicker, Creighton Wilbank, who's made quite a splash. That's next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Dickie's Barbecue. Kelly's pre-program comments about his pantry made me lose my train of thought, and I didn't promote Dickie's.
And that's kind of an inside joke. It's not fair, really, to do an inside joke without letting the listeners know. We were talking a little bit about...
Careful.
No, I know. Prior to the show, about the government being shut down and some federal employees didn't receive their first check. And there's certainly nothing funny about that, right? All I was saying is I would hope that somebody that has been employed for that long, you now see them standing in food lines.
Right.
And I'm going, you would think that if you had a federal job that long, that you would have a little bit of food left over that you could make for another week or two.
And to shed a little more light on it, Kelly made the comment, I have 6 months worth of food in my pantry. Our operations manager laughed and said, that's no surprise. And then Kelly let us have it.
Because I like
to eat.
Certain
word.
Yeah, I like to eat. So anyway, that's...
You like to eat? That's a shocker.
That's a pantry. And if you want to keep talking, you know...
When is our interview starting?
Do you like your teeth, Dima? Because it's easier to eat with teeth than without teeth.
Whoa.
So anyway, that was the joke.
Okay.
That was the joke.
Let me move on to
Please.
Eagle Tire West. They invite you. Kelly's kidding, by the way. He's not. He's not about to hit Dima.
No.
Eagle
That's
Tire West
10 times before.
Invites you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service and big Southern Miss supporters, as is MCS Home Center for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home, lawn, or garden, it's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. And no, Kelly never gets mad at us. We're all very dear friends, and it's just part of our relationship with one another.
And Hank Watt, our proprietor at MCS Home Center, has invited me to spend time with them this Saturday for homecoming in their suite at Southern Miss. So that'll always be fun. That'll be fun.
Oh,
Looking forward to that, where there will be plenty of very good food.
Yes, I'm going to get there early to make sure there's some.
Well, now see, that's wisdom, Bob. That's life experience. You know,
I'll have the food in the press box, I think.
You're going to enjoy that, aren't you, man?
It's so good.
Man, I tell you what, that is a culinary delight, is it not, Dima?
When are we going to get to the interview?
Is it Guess the Meat again this week?
Creighton Wilbank is a new, I think, emerging figure. Kind of lay the groundwork about this kid, Dima.
Yeah, so, you know, he came onto the field against – he did play before this particular kick, but he came on the field against Georgia Southern. I think a lot of Southern Miss fans are like, who's that guy kicking? This freshman coming in, he nailed – I think it was a 45-yarder, 43-yarder, something somewhere in there. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was a pretty good kick. You know, it wasn't like a gimme. And he nailed it, which ultimately ended up being the difference in that Georgia Southern game. He did it again last week against Louisiana where he came in. And, you know, so he's really come along. The whole special teams unit's come along. So that's what I kind of talked to him about yesterday there at the Duff Athletic Center. Creighton Wilbanks on the Southern Miss Super Talk Eagle Hour. Creighton, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, of course.
Creighton, talk to me about your play. I mean, I think a lot of people saw you coming in that Georgia Southern game, kick that field goal that ultimately ended up being the difference. I think at the time you might not have known that was the difference in the game. But just talk about your play and how confident Coach Huff is in you.
I definitely think it's grown. My first opportunity was in La Tech. They gave me a kickoff and an extra point and executed on those. So it's kind of been a process where they've just given me more and more to do. Coach Bolden had supreme confidence in me to go out on Georgia Southern and hit that 42. But, I mean, I got to give all credit to, you know, everybody else that made my job really easy. Luke and Kyle make it super easy. All I got to do out there is just put them through the upright. So it's definitely grown. And I'm sure last game I'm hoping to keep building on his confidence in me and just keep sending me out, you know. But, yeah.
Can you talk about just your journey to Southern Miss and just where you came from, your background, and how you wanted to be a kicker in college?
Yeah, it started in high school in Mandeville, which is about 120 miles away from here in Louisiana. Just played soccer throughout all of middle school going up, playing travel ball. And then about my freshman year, they needed somebody to kick for freshmen, and I was like, sure, I'll do it. And they were like, you don't have to get hit. I was like, okay, sweet. So kicked off and did all that stuff. And actually my freshman year, our starting kicker for varsity got hurt. He broke his neck, and they were like, hey, do you want to come in and do this? And I was like, sure. So I didn't really know how to like kick it, so I kicked it soccer style then. So I just did kickoffs and never, I don't think we attempted a single field goal, but we hit a bunch of extra points. And then I really started to focus on kicking over soccer about my junior year. Started to really hone in on my skills and to go out and want to be in the big moment and want to make the big kick when it needed to be. So. And then come to Southern Miss. My mom graduated here, and she talked about all the time how she loved it. So it was between here and Virginia Tech, and I felt like this is the place God put on my heart to stay here throughout all the coaching changes and everything. And I really like the staff. They have a lot of confidence in me, and I really appreciate them.
How different is a preparation for a kicker, say, in a practice than it would be for a normal player?
I mean, it's definitely different. The normal guys, like everybody else, gets all hyped up. And we're all the specialists, we try to stay as calm as possible. I mean, long snapper, you kind of have a little bit of lenience because you get to run down and whatnot. But kickers and punters, we try to stay as calm and relaxed as possible because, I mean, you just got to go out there and be smooth and focus on your technique. Like, pregame, I won't listen to rap or anything. I'll probably listen to country music, you know, and just kind of relax and take in everything. And I mean, really, it just comes down to focusing on your technique.
Talk to me about what you've seen in Jack, you know, punting the ball, other specialists. Have you seen that team and grow, that unit grow over the season?
Definitely. You know, start of the season, Mississippi State. I thought that was, I mean, that's Jack's first ever college football game, so it's a big game to have for your first one. So we try to be as encouraging as possible for him to go out there and get used to having people run at him and trying to kill him. So it took a little bit to get used to, but now, I mean, you saw last week. I thought last week was probably our best complete game as a special teams unit. We made some big field goals when we needed to. Reed did a great job. He had like a 52-yard average, which is great. Jack dropped three balls inside the 5 yard line, two of which are on the one. Like, I mean, everybody's definitely gotten better as the season goes. It gets more comfortable. And it's a testament to Coach Bolden and his assistant Coach Carver. I mean, they do a good job of prepping us all week. And then Coach Huff just putting the trust in us to go out there and do what we do during, you know, all week during practice.
And I think that's true for the entire team too, not just the specialists. Everybody's gotten better since that week one game.
I completely agree. That, I mean, you can see on offense and defense, we definitely made some improvements. There's a lot more confidence, I would say, in the team, and especially racking up the wins. It goes even over to Braylon. Braylon's definitely more confident. He's throwing the ball a lot more now. I mean, overall, like you see, we got great players like Tap and J-Mo and Amir and Ian. I mean, they all do a really good job.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your time. Do you have anything else to say to the Eagle Nation?
Pack the ruck on Saturday.
All right, Creighton Wilbank, one of the new kids on the Southern Miss football team. I'll ask both of you guys this. He made that reference to soccer, and this might be a Luke Johnson question, but why do you think we saw the straightaway kicker disappear? What is the advantage of kicking the way kickers kick now over the way it was back in the day, for lack of a better term, which was the straight-on kick?
That's a good question, Bob. I'm sure there's a lot of physics involved in it, which that certainly is not my category. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing a lot of these college kickers now going out for 62-yarders. And some of the pros, they'll line up for I know that McPherson for the Bengals kicked a 68-yarder that the other team called timeout just before they were snapping it. Well, he kicked it anyway and put it through from 68, which would have been a new NFL record. So it's amazing with equipment, strength and training, all these sorts of things, how good these kids are getting.
Yeah, I think technology has been a big deal about it. You know, it's just like figuring out like exactly how to kick the ball and like making it go as far, because, I mean, it's not like – I don't know if necessarily like McPherson's getting any stronger in his leg. I think it's legitimately all science. It's all, like you're saying, physics, all this science that we now have the technology to know of, like, exactly how to run up to it, exactly how to kick it. It's probably a lot more than that, a lot more than me, that simple. But it is, I think, technological advancements to create ways for kickers to get better
and kick it further. In the game of golf, they have had to lengthen golf courses because golf balls have gotten better, players have gotten stronger. The problem that it's going to have with football is you're landlocked. You can't make that field any longer than it is. And now when all teams need to do is kick a field goal to tie it, well, you get to the 50-yard line, you got a shot.
Man, you watching these NFL guys kick field goals?
Well, it was funny because I was watching – I can't remember who it was the other night, college football game, and they were down by three. It might have been that BYU Utah game. They were down by three or something like that, and the commentators kept saying, oh, they just need to get to about the 44. And I was like, 40? And I was like,
that's 61.
It's a 61-yard field goal. 44.
Well, I don't know if you happen to see the Western Kentucky, the CUSA game.
I saw that last night.
Western Kentucky has a kicker that is 6 feet six, and he hit one from 57 that was halfway up the screen. They thought legitimately it would have been good from 70.
It's crazy.
And that's Western Kentucky now.
Yeah, that's just crazy. All right, more Super Talk Eagle Hour. When we come back, everybody stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right. DBAT sponsors the third segment of our program every day, and we greatly appreciate them. Been with us forever. Great place for baseball, softball, and adult sports training. A beautiful, beautiful facility with a great pro shop and expert people ready to help you be the very best you can be at your game. Mo Bay Beignet Company, that'd be a great place to go after the workout. Get some delicious beignets at 2902 Hardy Street. You know the sauce this week?
I do for the month. It is pumpkin spice and apple pie.
Now that's interesting. Which one of you guys are pumpkin spice guys? Do y'all like it?
I can't.
Kelly does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my daughter loves it too. Yeah.
Pumpkin and coconut, just to me, are just. Well,
I'm
the
with
worst.
You on coconut, brother. I gag at the sight of a coconut. But my daughter's with you, Kelly. She loves a pumpkin spice and pumpkin spice donuts.
I'm not big on mustard.
When really?
especially on beignets. Yeah.
When I was in Hawaii last year or the year before, I can't remember. When I was in Hawaii, they had these coconuts out and they were letting us drink out of them straight up. And my dad was just killing it. Like,
sopping
he just
it up,
loved huh? it. And then so I was like, I'll try it. Yeah, sure. You know, it looks like water. And you drink it and then.
Oh, coconut juice?
It was
coconut
awful.
Water.
It was awful.
Do you drink that?
No, I don't.
It was awful. Yeah, but it's actually supposed to be really good for you. That's what Kari was talking about.
Which is why I don't drink it.
Hey, don't forget about our podcast. lots of you find us that way every day. And we're terribly grateful to you. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Guys, big news, I think, that the baseball coach at Tennessee has signed a major league contract. And I guess my first question would be, and Kelly, you're a baseball guy. Do you recall that in the past, going from college to major league baseball?
No.
I think it's the first ever.
Yeah, you hear it much more in football than you do in baseball. And really, in football, it doesn't work out usually. I mean, Nick Saban, remember, he left to go coach the Miami Dolphins and was moderately successful at best. But no, it's unheard of in baseball. And now Vitello leaving Tennessee, apparently, to go, ESPN is reporting, that he is headed to the San Francisco Giants to become the manager there, where he will most likely double his salary than what he had at Tennessee. But you can't help but think, too, that this is another coach who probably sees the writing on the wall as far as players, you having to re-recruit your college baseball teams every year. And don't get ahead of me here, because you're thinking, well, Tennessee, they're the cream of the crop in that conference, and they're going to be able to get any player they want. Normally, that's probably true, but they're not totally oblivious to what's going on, and that players that might be poached from Tennessee could be poached by teams in their own league. And I think that coaches just would get tired of this. And Vitello now doesn't have to worry about whether he keeps his players or whether he doesn't, has no control over what play. He's just, give me my players and let me manage.
Southern Miss took a Tennessee player this year, Thomas Crabtree, out of the portal. Came from Tennessee. So Tennessee still deals with it. You know, it's interesting to me that it's such a big name out of college baseball. Like, that's why it's such big news. For people who don't follow college baseball, they're just kind of like, oh, that's a cool story. But, I mean, it's very comparable to Nick Saban being taken to the Dolphins. I mean, I don't know if you can say that Tony Vitello is the greatest college baseball coach of all time, but he's certainly one of the better coaches right now in the game. Out of anybody, you could throw in Jay Johnson. You could throw in the coach out there at Florida, even though it's very controversial. He's a very controversial figure. You have to say that he's one of the better coaches.
O'Sullivan. Yeah.
Sullivan, right? And so, it's just tremendously big news. It's big news for where Tennessee will go from here, as far as who their next head coach will be, what the ramifications from if it's. Let's just say if it's in the LSU head coach, which I saw he was on, or Jay Johnson going to Tennessee, who's that coach at the LSU? There's just a lot of what is going to happen now.
Why would Jay Johnson want to leave LSU to go to Tennessee?
I don't know. That's one thing. I hate coaching boards, because coaching boards to me are just like random name to get clicks. You know, I can't stand coaching boards because they're almost never right.
Well,
like everybody who was like, Kurt Cignetti is going to Penn State, and then like the next day he signed a 10-year contract extension to Indiana. It's like
LSU's just kind of hear me out. LSU's just kind of an odd bird because it is such a unique place.
Yeah.
And you hear a lot of the fans down there saying, well, Brian Kelly in football, he's never understood us, air quotes. So I do think LSU in particular is kind of in a league by itself in that regard, that you really do have to kind of know that nature.
I think Texas A&M falls into that as well.
Agreed.
I think you could argue Tennessee is close to that.
Yeah. I think we can all agree, too, that LSU is really one of the pinnacle baseball programs. There's no question.
But I think with Vitello, I think one of the things that attracted the Giants to him is that he's got a little bit of old school in him, but he's smart enough to have some new age in him. For example, if you were to take Augie Garrido when he was at Texas, you know, old crusty buzzard, you know, type of guy, that wouldn't fly in the major leagues today, even though he was certainly.
What will be the biggest differences he faces, you think, Kelly?
Well, number one, that we talked about, you don't have to, he's not under the stress and under the gun of having to re-recruit his team every year, because the general manager, they provide him with players, and all he has to do is. Now, the other thing is, the biggest thing in Major League Baseball, and Joe Torre, the great former manager of the Yankees, said the term manager really was appropriate. You weren't necessarily managing personnel as much as you were egos. And now, but I'm not too far off when I say that the college egos now are a lot like Major League egos.
No question.
And that they're making big money now too at the colleges. So I think it's more managing egos, and just, I think, until things settle down with the NCAA, there's no reason that he couldn't go back to the college game once the NCAA figured this out. But for the time being, he's got all that weight lifted off his shoulder. You know, my son was at the College of Central Florida pitching coach. They were getting ready to go into fall drills. 2 days before they started fall drills, two of the pitchers that were committed to come back were poached by Division I schools. And these are JUCO kids. You expect them to – they want to play D1, so you get it. But again, they had already committed to coming back and didn't honor those commitments, because there are ramifications when you make commitments to people. They're making a commitment to you, so now they were left scrambling, and if they had to then go poach a couple of other players, then that left another school in a lurch. It's just a bad situation.
And I think you could honestly say, back to Southern, from a Southern Miss lens of this, how incredible is it that Ostrander and Barry have been able to retain their rosters?
It's amazing.
I mean, when you look across college baseball, I mean, almost every school is losing players left and right. I mean, really, you can only think of one big player that Southern Miss has lost over the past several years. I'm not going to mention his name on the program, but he did leave, and he's really the only one.
And the fact that Southern Miss, as Dima just mentioned, got a kid from Tennessee.
Right. And Louisiana, and the pitching coach from Louisiana, like, they're not losing those guys, which is, it's true. I mean, you're telling me that Dustin Dickerson, his junior year, he wasn't approached by 10 to 15 schools? I mean, let's be honest.
He's told me he was.
Yeah, and you know what he did? He stayed here.
Not only was he approached by them, he was approached by them on our own field.
Yeah. By the gentleman we're talking about.
Right.
But I'm gonna say this about him. I told you guys I wasn't gonna say this, but I am. I think Tony Vitello, as I pronounce that right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people dislike him, but when I observed how he and his kids behaved, now, fans aside, the Tennessee fans aside, how respectful they were to Scott Barry, how respectful they were to the Southern Miss program, I sort of became a fan of his. I mean, I don't see that he's the evil guy that so many people seem to think.
Yeah, I covered those region back-to-back seasons, and covered the super regional that was here, and then the regional that was there in Knoxville. I covered both of those. I think coming into that super regional, I had the same view as you. I always just saw on Twitter that Vitello was this angry, curmudgeon guy. And by no means am I talking about the fans by this. The fans are crazy, to be honest. Tennessee fans are nuts. But him and the players, when I was listening to his answers to some of those questions in the press conference, I was like, man, this guy, he's being very respectful of this program, Southern Miss, Scott Barry, as you mentioned. And then when Ostrander went up there, he said he was talking about, this team doesn't look any different than they did last season, and he lost almost that entire roster. And he just was talking on and on about how great Ostrander was and great coaching.
And Kelly made a good point about Tony Vitello, too. Maybe one of the things that people didn't like about him is a lot of times he told the truth. Sometimes people don't like hearing the truth.
Which is lots of times why if people complain about us.
We're just telling the truth.
Well, as we see it.
As we see it.
Okay, as we see it. And we don't have any authority over anybody at Southern Miss, but they don't have any authority over us either. And I think that's a real important relationship.
And I want to point out, too, to my friend up in Brandon, we really do like the soccer coach, and we like the soccer team, and we have fun on the show, but we support all of these kids. Man, there's nothing we wouldn't do for any athlete or any program at Southern Miss.
And the soccer team, God bless them, it's such a difficult season. If you don't laugh about it, you're going to kind of cry about it. Yeah. Wait till next year. Let's hope for a better soccer season next year.
Yeah, but right now we'd be happy about football. Guys, it's hard to believe that we can be bowl eligible Saturday night.
How great of it is it that you get to be – they get to potentially be bowl eligible on homecoming?
Now, do six wins deem a guarantee a bowl? Do they need to get that seven?
No.
I don't think it guarantees it, but you're pretty safe. I think you're pretty safe. It's not a guarantee. If they get a seventh, they're obviously going to get it, but it's obviously never a guarantee. But I think with the amount of teams –
you know, that right now are bowl eligible, which I don't think is even that many.
And the connections the connections the conference has with different bowls.
I think they'd be pretty safe. But I don't think they're going to lose another game. So,
in fact, Southern Miss in a bowl game.
CBS Sportsline has Southern Miss playing Western Kentucky in New Orleans. At the New Orleans
That's where
bowl.
I want it to be. New Orleans Bowl would be awesome for the fan base and everything.
We'll curb stomp. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Yeah, but that would be.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, always a pleasure to promote our dear friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We love Slade and all those guys down there. Great place for lunch. Catfish Friday, day after tomorrow. Take it from a Delta guy. As good a catfish as you'll eat anywhere. And always something going on at 4th Street, Kelly.
Homecoming, too, Bob, this weekend. A lot of people, like, it's kind of the homecoming hangout, right? Everybody knows 4th Street.
Right. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but the most important player you can never forget, that's you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. That's at foresthealth.org. Greatly appreciate all they do, as well as our dear friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins. One of the best guys I've met since I've been here. The official auto dealer of Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Dima Mixon, news and notes.
Yeah, so Southern Miss men's tennis will play at Louisiana State University, otherwise known as LSU, tomorrow. Or was that? Oh, that was yesterday. I'm sorry. Well, they didn't update that. Women's golf is at the Old Waverly Golf Club. They're up there in state. They were tied 10th as of yesterday.
Yeah, they had some weather issues up there last
I think it delayed
yesterday.
It. Yeah. And so softball is playing a scrimmage against William Carey today at 5 p.m. And then women's volleyball is back in action. They're on the road up there at Norfolk, Virginia this weekend at Old Dominion, trying to rebound from that South Alabama loss they took this past weekend. And then men's tennis is at Samford later this week. And then obviously football against ULM. And soccer, I think, is next Tuesday. Monday night, Southern Miss basketball back in action. They play another exhibition game against Jackson State, which should be a fun game for people to go out and watch the new look Southern Miss team before the season officially starts the next Monday, November 3rd, on the road in New York against the Buffalo Bison.
Or is it the Bulls?
The Bulls, I'm sorry.
Because it's the Buffalo Bills football team. Their cheerleaders are the Buffalo Jills. And then
you would know the name of their cheerleaders, wouldn't you?
Then the university is the Buffalo Bulls.
The Buffalo Jills.
Yes.
Jills?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the NFL kind of has some unique names, like the L.A. Ram cheerleaders.
How do you know the names of all the cheerleaders in the NFL?
Isn't that a good question?
I've got their individual names.
What are they?
They are the Embraceable Ewes, E-W-E-S.
Have they ever embraced you?
Which is a female ram, right, is a ewe. So that's
I'm happy to say that Lee Armstrong used to work at Anatomies, who I got to know very well, was a Saints
cheerleader. I remember
she
that.
Sure was. You know, she was explaining to me one night, guys, there's a lot more to it than just showing up at the game. That was it was such an ordeal. She did it one year, and she said it just wasn't worth it.
And so competitive to try to become one of them.
Yeah.
I know tomorrow on the program, Bob, of course, it's homecoming week, and we talked about how us old folks tend to like homecoming much more than the students. But we're going to talk about festivities on campus. Tracy Lampley, the great Tracy Lampley, former Southern Miss football great, is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then we're going to take the show on the road Friday, yes?
It's going to be at Taylor Rental here in Hattiesburg, and big Southern Miss supporters. I think they provide the tailgate stuff. We'll be talking to them about that. Tailgate setup you can get from Taylor Rental. And new ownership out there, and really a young guy that really supports the Golden Eagles. We're very happy to be there.
And we're encouraging any of the football alum or any of the athletes that are going to be in town and around the area to stop by Taylor Rentals and say hey to us. The more people that are in for homecoming, voices we can get on the air, we know you probably want to hear from.
Have you thought about letting Marchant stay at your place for free since it's homecoming this week?
No, they are. Him and Angela are coming in.
For free.
This weekend, yeah.
For free.
They get to eat out of his pantry.
Oh, he's going back to the pantry again.
Is that what you feed?
Yeah, it's pretty bad when
canned food from the pantry.
It's pretty bad when Dima's own father talks to me on the phone and apologizes for his son's lack of respect.
He did.
Did he really?
And I said, well, he is pretty disrespectful, but I don't want to say it comes down to parenting, but no, I did not want to say that to Mr. Todd.
Yes.
And actually, Dima's a fine young American that we can all be proud of.
There's really no question about that. I'm a little surprised you're not going to make it up to Ole Miss for the Charlie Kirk deal, but you.
Yeah, I tried to get a ticket to that, but I couldn't. It was just weird. It just
jammed out, sold out almost.
I think it sold out like an instant. That'd have been awesome. I actually saw the vice president last conference I went to 2 years ago. I saw J.D. Vance there, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Charlie Kirk one time.
Did you? Where did you meet him?
At another conference I was at. It was a student conference.
Where?
In Florida, West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I vastly underestimated, being my age, the enormous impact he's had on young Americans like you, Damon.
Yep.
That's just such a good thing.
It was more Billy Graham was our...
Well, really.
Yeah.
You know, and I find Billy Graham's son...
Franklin?
I find hearing him talk kind of comforting. He's just got a comforting voice, and there's something about him I really like.
Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree there.
No, you're right about that. No, you're right about that. And our parents...
That's
grandparents,
right.
They really loved him, didn't they, Kelly?
That's right.
No question.
Hey, have you talked about the podcast today and where people can find it?
They can find it at Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play it at your house. She's doing that now, right?
No.
She eats out of his pantry.
Did you feed her? Is that
maybe? You know something else you'll be able to find in my pantry? Dima's teeth will be there starting tomorrow. Like, give him a
weird
knuckle sandwich.
All right. That wraps it up. Not going to be any fighting. There's no fighting on the Eagle Hour.
No crying either.
No. Back tomorrow at 1.
We've done plenty of crying.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, the last few years, for sure. Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future.
Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.